I believe one thing that it's fair to say in budgeting and public finances, conditions tend to repeat themselves, you know, especially when your budget is based on economic activity. But the experiences of managing those conditions don't have to. Back in 2010, we faced a $4 billion deficit because the economy just didn't recover as quickly as we thought it would. Now, based on our best predictions and best forecasts, it looks like Governor Wolf is trying to give a repeat experience to the next governor. Even though one of his hallmark budgeting points he was making during the beginning of his administration was fiscal stewardship. He emphasized that and spoke about that often. There's a lot of numbers being thrown around the building, and they will be thrown around the building, have been for the last several years, size of stimulus plans, rainy day funds. But probably the most important numbers, those published by the Independent Fiscal Office, is our structural deficit numbers, ranging from about $2 billion this year to $1.5 billion. You can't really see that right now because of all the federal stimulus money. How we manage those when we have to do things on our own again will determine how strong our financial business position is. Are we going to manage state and federal resources to remain fiscally sound and maintain a balanced fiscal position, or are we going to empty the piggy bank and leave a huge challenge for the next administration? Governor's plan on its surface seems to make sense. It is not hard to end this year with a surplus because we're sitting at about a $6 billion surplus based on just mandatory expenditures that we have to meet. So he's ending in his proposal, in his written proposal, ending this year with $3.4 billion surplus, next year 1.1. And then at the end of stimulus period, December 31st, 2024, he still has a positive balance in his presentation of $34 million. But if you look a little deeper, with all due respect, these numbers do not reflect history and they don't reflect reality. You look at the revenue growth that he's predicting, it's revenue growth that we haven't seen, up to 5.2% annualized growth in our revenue capacity, something we haven't seen. Based on what we believe is going to happen, based on what the IFO believes is going to happen, it's about a $5 billion difference. If you look at his spending, he's proposing a 16.6% increase in spending this year. And then projecting spending increases on average of 0.9% for the next 3 years. These increases are not even close to what's enough. Over the time we've tried to manage this, our historical performance in human services, but the levels of spending that he wouldn't agree to himself. He's passing on to the next governor a position that he wouldn't even support. And when you factor these more reasonable assumptions into his plan, we go back into deficit next year, $1.3 billion. It grows to 5.2, 23-24. And then if we try to maintain the recurring obligations that he's proposing to us, it'll balloon to over $13 billion by 26-27. One of a governor's legacies is not only the initiatives we consider together and advance, it's also what position he leaves the Commonwealth in financially. During his tenure, he's talked about fiscal responsibility and fiscal stewardship, something he has talked about. Committing that we will take seriously a consideration of his initiatives, we call on the governor to work with us to come forward with more reasonable and responsible assumptions as to where revenue expenditures will be. They're realistic and based on the history that we've collectively worked through. It's the only way that any initiatives that we advance, whatever size that he's proposing, will be sustainable, and it's the only way that we maintain a solid financial position to protect and serve the families of this Commonwealth. Thank you very much.